Heartbeat. Today, I have a really simple but powerful message to share with you, and that is God sees you, God knows you, and God loves you. I don't know about you, but so often in life, I feel like I'm living a balancing act, trying to keep everything afloat in my life. And within all of that, all that busyness, I can begin to feel lost. My week to week is just busy. I'm sure yours is the same. If I think of all the things in my day and in my week, I think about things like getting my daughter ready for school every day, feeding her, dressing her, packing the school bag, packing the lunchbox, going to meetings after school, going to different therapy sessions she needs to go to, doing her swimming, doing her horse riding that she does, doing the house, just normal grocery shopping, cleaning, vacuuming, laundry, bedrooms, toys, clothes, cleaning up, cooking, or reheating in my case, but I like to call it cooking, paying the bills, looking after the business that I run. I run a little business that hires out sumo suits for parties, so that involves taking bookings, looking after customers, cleaning, accounting, filing, you know, doing different things that just crop up in the week. My husband says, oh, Emma, can you spell check this for me? Can you check the punctuation of this? Sometimes I'm doing that type of thing. If I think about being on the music team at church when I go to mass, sometimes being in the children's ministry, then just doing things for the family. I babysit my niece and nephews every week so that my sister-in-law can go to university. Trying to make sure I remember to ring my grandparents to check in, to talk to mum and dad, see if they need anything. You know, our weeks are just full. Have a think about your week and how full is your week. And these are just the practical things. You know, maybe for you it's going to work, going to meetings, looking after grandchildren, caring for someone in your family, volunteering at different places, helping friends move house or helping friends who maybe just had a baby. There are so many things in our life. And if we think of those things as the practical, physical things that we get up and do every day, then we're balancing all of that. And then we're also balancing and thinking through other serious decisions in our life and contemplating different things. Maybe for you, there's things like this. Trying to figure out if you're living within God's call on your life. Wrestling with issues for your life, who you want to be, and whether you're being it. You know, you might think about whether your children need more discipline, whether you're being a good friend, thinking about whether you have enough friends or how you could get more. Maybe you're thinking about whether you're in the right job, whether you've achieved the things you wanted to achieve at this point in your life. There are so many things going on in our minds that we're also balancing, trying to figure out, well, am I doing what God wants me to do? Am I achieving those things? Am I being everything that God wants me to be and that I want me to be? We're trying to do it all, whatever all looks like for you, and we're just busy. And I know in all of that busyness, sometimes I can begin to feel lost, to feel invisible, to feel like I'm just running from task to task and that no one sees me or notices me. A few years ago, I was on a holiday and I was pushing my daughter in her wheelchair. And approaching me on a path coming the other direction towards me was another mother with her child in a wheelchair. And we didn't say anything, but we just looked at each other as we passed and our eyes met and we kind of gave each other a smile. And it was kind of this knowing smile of, without words, just saying, I see you. You know, we have different children who are different in many different ways, I'm sure, but this connection of our children being in the wheelchair, there was this appreciation of who you are without saying anything, but an acknowledgement, and those eyes that met were saying, I see you. And I want to say to you today that if you're feeling like that, that God sees you. He sees everything you're going through. He sees you running from something from one thing to the next. He sees all the things that are going on in your mind in terms of, am I achieving what I should be in life? Am I being a good friend? Am I being a good maybe daughter or mother? God sees you. God sees you. He knows you and he loves you. God has his eye on you constantly. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 6 to 7, it says this. Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. You know, God even knows the number of hairs on your head. I love my daughter with everything that I have, but I can't tell you how many hairs are on her head. But God knows, and it just goes to show the detail of how God sees you. He knows everything about you. No tear has ever been shed that he did not see. No harsh word has ever been said to you that he did not miss. No abuse has ever been done to you that he did not grieve with you. He sees you, he knows you, and he loves you. You know, a few years ago, my daughter made her reconciliation. And I remember talking to the priest when we were going to go through with this sacrament. And if you haven't done it for a while, if you haven't done it before, it's when you go to the priest and you confess your sins. You say all the things that you've done wrong in your life. And the priest will pray over you and God will absolve you of your sins. And it's a sacrament that you can do quite regularly. And when my daughter was making her first reconciliation for the very first time, I went to the priest to talk to him about it because my daughter doesn't talk. And when you go into reconciliation, you generally sit down and you speak out what you've done wrong. You say with your words, "Forgive me, Father, I have sinned." And then you might say what you've done. And obviously Hannah can't do this because she's nonverbal. She doesn't talk. And I remember saying to Father Joe, who was the priest who married us and baptized Hannah, and I said, "But what does that mean for Hannah because she can't say?" And he said to me, "Emma, it's God's grace that will bless Hannah. It doesn't have to be her words. God knows. God knows everything about Hannah." And I remember feeling this real comfort that I don't need to know. I don't need to know that Hannah's spoken out loud what her sins were or whatever she might want to say to the priest if she could say it. But God knows. God knows Hannah intricately. He knows every detail about her. And it's the same for us. God knows you. God knows me. He knows every detail. He knows every intricacy about us. He knows every circumstance. He knows us better than we know ourselves. In the book of Psalms, David shares with us how much God knows us. I'll just find it here. Here we go. Psalm 139, verses 1 to 4. It says, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely." Isn't that amazing that God knows the words we're going to say before we've even said them? God knows us. He knows you. He knows your circumstance. He knows the struggles that you have, the anxieties that you have. He knows the joys in your life and he rejoices with you. God knows you. So I remind you today that God sees you. God knows you and God loves you. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ dies for us." You know, it's not by anything that we do that we can be saved. It's only because God loved us. Your everyday running around from task to task to task does not make God love you anymore. He just loves you because he loves you and he pours his love onto you every day. So I remind you today that God sees you, God knows you, and God loves you. So let's pray right now and thank God that he is one that we can turn to always because he does know everything about us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you that you do see us, you do know us, and that you do love us. Lord, I thank you that we can go to you always with everything that's on our minds, everything that's on our hearts, and that you will listen to us And I thank you that you already know everything about us. You know every circumstance, Lord Jesus. I pray right now that this message would be one of encouragement to everyone hearing it, Lord Jesus, that they would be reminded of how much you love us, of the detail that you know about us. And I thank you for the grace that you pour upon us every day. I thank you for everyone watching this, and I pray that you would continue to pour your grace upon every one of them. I ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.